I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. It's not easy to talk about race in America, but we're going to take you now to an elementary school in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where race is the reason it exists. For decades, the East Baton Rouge Parish school system was under a federal desegregation order. Years after the order was lifted, the school district continues to struggle with diversity. One school, though, seems to be making a difference. It's a language immersion magnet school. The idea was to attract middle-class white families into an inner-city school by giving their kids something extra. And then the language immersion would equalize the dynamics inside the classroom between black and white, rich and poor. The World's Nina Porzucchi recently visited the school and filed this report.
You don't mess with Principal Miller.
Are we having a good day, Miss Riley? Good, we're going to continue having a good day, Miss Riley. Yes, ma'am. Deep South, you know it's yes, ma'am.
Cheryl Miller is the principal of the Baton Rouge Foreign Language Academic Immersion Magnet. Quite a name. Thankfully, they call it FLAME for short. Miller's been here for the last 16 years, and if this morning's assembly is any example, she is a force to be reckoned with.
Let me go do my thing. Last I heard, it didn't take your mouth to get your book sacks placed.
Baton Rouge Flame has undergone a ton of changes. It was once a white-only school, then it became all black, and then under the desegregation order, the school became a foreign language magnet.
Bonjour. Oh, no. We're not doing the bonjour. Bonjour. Buenos dias. Do we have any birthdays today?
At Flame, French and Spanish immersion programs were used as the proverbial carrot to draw white middle-class families back into the public schools. It wasn't an immediate success, says Ms. Miller.
Believe it or not, some people would look at the building and go, ooh, I can't, some white, I guess, mostly women would say, oh, you know, it looks terrible. And it did.
I'll be honest. The school facilities aren't the best looking. The gym is ancient. Pipes hang down from the ceilings and the hallways. It's an old school. But language has proved to be a bigger draw in the end than disgust at an old building. White middle-class parents enrolled their kids.
We had to make sure that we met the racial quota. For us, they said 60-40, which would be 60% black, 40% white.
And they did. The deseg order officially ended in 2003, and the school continues to maintain its quota. But there are many lingering questions, like from parents Carrie and Carlos Thomas.
I don't know if you know the background. The magnet programs are to magnetize middle-class families. Well, in the Deep South, middle-class families pretty much equate to white families, okay? And so to be middle-class and African-American, it was kind of like, where will we fit in?
Where did the Thomases fit in when it came to enrolling their son Carlos at Flame? As a black middle-class family, were they left out of this antiquated quota? The Thomases wanted their son to learn French. Carrie grew up in Lafayette, the heart of French-speaking Louisiana. Her parents and grandparents spoke Creole French. And when the family first moved to Baton Rouge, they enrolled him into a private international school. And then they heard about the public option, Flame.
For us, it was a no-brainer to go ahead and make the switch to the public option. You know, understanding that as black middle-class parents in a system where 80% of the students are on free and reduced lunch, that sends a message that we want to invest in our public institutions. Well, we didn't get in.
Instead, they were entered into a lottery.
I was frantic. I emailed the principal, spoke to the magnet lead teachers, emailed the superintendent, called and spoke to people.
And little Carlos was lucky. He won a place from the lottery. And Carrie insists that he didn't receive any preferential treatment despite all of her advocating. But it did raise eyebrows about the equality of enrollment in this language magnet program.
And when I look back at it now, while I'm excited that he got in, there's also a realization that not everybody can advocate that way for their child.
This is far from perfect. There are clear equality issues when it comes to who gets to go to Flame. And then you walk into the school itself. Old building, sure, but go into any classroom, and on the face of it, Flame has achieved a diverse student body. But it's not quotas or lotteries or DSEG orders or even balanced enrollment that has created a feeling of diversity and equality inside the classroom. It's language, says Flame parent Bentor Martin.
Okay, so I'm going to sound like the angry black man, but that's not my characterization. That's just simply what I see in the literature as I look through. I believe that when children learn more languages, it's hard for them to be a bigot.
It's harder for them to be a bigot, says Martin, because learning a new language exposes kids to different ways of thinking and speaking. And it also, and I'm going to sound a little academic here, dismantles the, quote, language of power. The language of power is the standard English we all learn in schools. It's the language of textbooks. It's the English that I'm speaking to you right now, white, middle-class English. But at Baton Rouge Flame, that's not the case, says education professor Heather Olson Beale.
The language of power is not standard edited English, and it's not largely white middle-class women that are trying to impose that on their student population. The immersion curriculum makes it so that there are two languages of power, Spanish and French, and those are both languages that none of the students come to the school knowing.
Everyone is starting at zero, everyone on equal footing. Even many of the teachers, says Beale, don't speak English fluently. They are language learners, too. Different isn't one person or one group. Different is everyone.
But, you know, what happens when that is just part of their way of life? You go to a school and your teacher on the first day of school starts speaking to you in a different language, and you're going to school with all these different, you know, kids who look different from you, and they have different, you know, that's sort of the mission of public education.
At Baton Rouge Flame, new song.
At Baton Rouge Flame, new song.
Morning assembly is well underway, and Principal Miller watches her students closely, keeping the fifth graders in line, encouraging the kindergartners to stand up straight, all the time beaming a firm but encouraging smile. These are all her kids.
We're different. And sometimes we just need to understand that just because we're different doesn't mean we can't be together. And that's not a usual view in the Deep South.
And funny enough, it's language that binds everyone together. Black, white, rich and poor. For the world, I'm Nina Porzuki, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
If you'd like to hear more of our language stories, and I do recommend them, we've got an entire podcast devoted to the subject. You can subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This one is called The World in Words.